What happens when a man is interrupted from his daily routine? He's expecting to do something and has to do something else. You know what I mean. All this and more on the From the Hip podcast. Hello, my friend. Thank you for joining me on the From the Hip podcast. What am I talking about? As a car comes to smash me in the behind. Jeez. Normally, I'm off early, you know, before 7:30 or so, heading to work. But today, I have training. Electrical awareness training. You know, that's where you go watch slides of people in by high wire, high voltage lines with smoking construction boots, and they say don't do that. An old day of that, really. It's kind of lots, don't you think? Yeah, of course, yeah. Watch out for stuff like that. Okay, yeah, I got it. Windy today, cold. Yesterday, 10 degrees. Everyone's out walking, running, biking. Yeah, some kooks were biking. Still a lot of wetness around, but now it's -5 and windy is crazy. There's garbage bags littered on the streets, not where they should be, but blown away from where they should be. Luckily, ours is safe at this moment. Who knows by the time I get home? You remember, not that long ago, we lost a garbage can lid, forced us to purchase another garbage. Yes. Anyway. We're back. I wanted to release a podcast episode last night. Had a couple of ideas again, but just could not make them happen. Not that I tried to record. I kind of talked myself out of it and was distracted by various sporting events on TV. I know I'm not a good person. You were expecting a podcast and I didn't deliver. There is absolutely no reason for you to believe anything I say in the future. Thank you for listening. No. What is news these days? Not too much. We here in Canada are watching from a distance at what antics Donald Trump does on a daily basis. And if you're sick of it, let me tell you, my friend, I am sick of it too. I am not a political guy from the get-go. Never mind with this overexposure to politics. This makes it a lot worse and a lot more boring for people like me. Let's just hope he doesn't do anything stupid to jeopardize the world. Let's keep this little ball together, you know what I mean? What else has been happening? Not too much. We're going to be stepping into spring. Soccer's going to start again for Robbie. We're heading on a couple of road trips, Minneapolis and Winnipeg, Manitoba. And then a friend of mine, my age, old, is getting married after over 10 years with his lovely little lady. And he's decided to get married in Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. So we're thinking of making a little family trip out of it, you know, bring the kids. But again, we run into the trouble we always run into over here in this part of the world. The flights are very expensive. We're looking at like $600 for these flights from Thunder Bay to Las Vegas. So that makes it kind of crazy. So boy, I'm not good with math in public. $2,400 to fly the family to Las Vegas. That is kind of nuts. We have to think of a better way, a different option. I'd love for them to go see it. There's lots to do for families there these days. For $2,400? Ooh. I don't know about that. We went to Europe It was more expensive than that by lots. But that's Europe. And that's 3 weeks. We're only thinking of going for 5 days. 4 days. Is it worth it? I don't know. I know somewhere there's a calculation in there where I could figure it out if it's worth it. But even the untrained mathematical mind of mine could tell you, probably not. An interesting fact here. I don't usually drive this late to work, and I'm not going to work, I'm going somewhere else. But I think I just drove behind the bus of my son, who's just getting to work right now. I mean, to school right now. I pass his school, and there he is. He's on that bus there, that little fucker. You know, it's very interesting, these kids at this age. You quite often want to put your fingers around their neck and squeeze tightly, but you resist the urge. You start thinking of the headlines and jail time, and those things stop you. But the thought crosses your mind. They are unamiable. You cannot say anything to make them happy at times, these little punks. And you just have to suck it up for a little bit, and hopefully they're gonna come around. Son just turned 13. Kind of had a similar time with my daughter around this age, but things are okay now. For the longest time, you think it's you, but you talk to some parents and everybody is going through it. We are all experiencing mental child fatigue at the same time. Oh, life is so wonderful. Sometimes life does not make any sense. And once in a short or rare while, it does make sense. And it's beautiful. This has been the From the Hip Podcast. Let's cue some of this music and get out of here. We'll see you later. I'm heading to training, electrical awareness training. Bye now.